This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Yeah, so much sports radio, they even have room for us. It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday edition. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Derek Stinson. Phone number is 888-455-3776, and when you spell that part out, it's ESPN. So 888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number. You can fire off your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up today, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Also, we're going to be joined by Husker Larry Asante as he gets ready to go to the NFL draft. I'm guessing he's going to be one of those guys picked Saturday. They always try to pump you up a little bit, saying you could go higher. But round one is Thursday, 2 and 3 Friday, 4 through 7 Saturday. I'm guessing a Saturday pick for Larry Asante. We'll see what he thinks. Also, Brian Munson from Big Red Report will join us on the program today. There was a oral commitment from the recruiting class over the weekend, a pretty good one, in Kevin Williams, a defensive tackle. I think this is one that everybody kind of wanted. We'll talk to him about that and some of the other kids that were going on and the impact that that makes when they're here at the spring game or any game where it's bonkers all over the place. So that's coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show later on the program. Brian's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Larry Asante joins us later in the program as well. But a couple of games. And again, can I ask you this, Daddy? We got 8 playoff series going on in the NBA. We played 2 games last night.
4 tonight.
2. Why?
Oh, they seem to like to spread it out. Apparently it's a TV deal.
Well, apparently they like to spread it out.
It's all TV. It's all for the TV revenue that they're generating.
Your Nuggets got beat last night.
Yay.
I'm calling them your Nuggets, by the way.
Hey, you know what? I'm becoming, you don't get to see most of the game last night. Of course, I get to fall asleep with 7 minutes left in the game. Don't know who won.
Was that like permanently falling asleep or just the last time you fell asleep?
Watched damn near all of the game, except the last 7 minutes. Found out the Jazz won 114-111. Kyle Korver, people, if you just want to follow a kid that maybe you liked in college, maybe follow Kyle, a Creighton player, he's good. And I said that yesterday. He had a big part in that win last night. The Jazz are good. Darren Williams from Illinois went absolutely crazy last night, along with Boozer, 20 and 15. They got a 14-point lead. Here come the Nuggets right back, 14-0 run, tie the game, actually go ahead at one point. And then down the stretch, Kyle Korver hits a couple free throws to kind of ice the game and take the Nuggets, tie the Nuggets up 1 apiece, and they send the series back to Utah. I just think there's some great players playing this series. Series is going to go down the wire, even Utah's banged up, Derek. Okur the other night when I was there blew his Achilles out, and he's done for the year, along with Kirilenko.
Yeah, they're both gone, and those are big pieces. They're the big guys, but can also shoot it a little bit. So they help that Utah offensive scheme of spreading the floor and keeping the big guys out of the paint. So I thought losing Okur, I thought that'd be a really bad deal for him. But hey, they won last night shorthanded, so that's a big win.
Pretty physical series, and I don't know who wants the series to be more. I suppose you're probably the Utah Jazz. Got to bang it up a little bit. 68 fouls, I believe. 1 flagrant and a technical foul from Jerry Sloan. A flagrant foul from Carmelo in the first half, which was questionable, but nonetheless it was called that way. But another great game to send the series back one apiece. But you're right, Doug, four games tonight. They get four games on TV tonight.
Okay, well, at least they're... Whatever. Whatever. Are any of them on NBA TV? I'll check that. Can you effort that for me, Derek?
Yep.
Check the TV schedule for tonight. Because if they are, then the fuse will be lit. The NHL last night, Boston beat Buffalo 2-1. We actually saw some goals scored. Washington said we're not going to mess around with Montreal anymore and pummeled them 5-1. And Los Angeles beat Vancouver 5-3. Derek, anything that should surprise me there?
Yeah, but LA's got a 2-1 lead over Vancouver right now. That's kind of big, but other than that, now everything's kind of going as planned. Buffalo and the Boston-Buffalo game last night was pretty good. If you saw the highlights, Mark Recchi and Ted Kennedy both went down into the corner for a puck there where Recchi pulled it out of there and fed it in front of the net and scored a goal. That was a 42-year-old Recchi saying, hey, this is the league to a 23-year-old Kennedy, and just checked him dead into the boards, took the puck, passed it in front, and there's a goal. So a pretty good play there, but Boston, I think, right back in the mix with that win.
Couple of late announcements here on the ESPN homepage. Donovan McNabb wants Terrell Owens with the Redskins. Well, that ought to tell you how bad they're going to be. And Lorena Ochoa announces her retirement. Huh?
How old is Lorena Ochoa?
Huh? So all of a sudden you're not winning every tournament, you're going to retire. We will hear from Lorena Ochoa again. That's all there is to it. Okay, there it is. There it is. As we've effort tonight's action. See, again, explain this to me. What the hell is on ESPN tonight? I don't think they do baseball on Tuesdays. They got Monday Night Baseball. They do some Wednesday Night NBA. Two games are on NBA TV tonight, which means you can't get it, is what it means. Do you even get NBA TV?
I don't know. I've never saw NBA TV.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying on your quad billion of network channels, of channels that you get. Two of the four games are on NBA TV. How hard is it, people? You got two on TNT. You got two on ESPN. Keep killing your product, NBA. Just keep killing it. Colorado names a new men's basketball coach, and nobody knows about it. And obviously that means nobody cares. But it's not, you know, Mike Dunlap, the guy that used to be at Metro State all the time, battling Tom Crop and Coach Lofton and the boys and the great games that they had, and they won a couple of national championships. Two of the 3 years before the Lopers went to the Elite Eight, Metro won national championships. Then he ends up going to Arizona. He's been an assistant at Arizona, an assistant at Oregon, and he was with George Karl with the Denver Nuggets all in the last 5-6 years. He was a finalist when they hired Bedzelic here just a couple of years ago. I think maybe it was even the coach before that he was in the running for. But he does not get it again. Here's the point. It looked like he kind of wanted it this time. He doesn't get it. And Steve McClain, the assistant who had been at Wyoming, doesn't get it. Colorado native Tad Boyle. So you got a Colorado native or a gal that played for Colorado, coaching the women, new coach, and a guy from Colorado, coach. Colorado's going to continue. I just... 47-year-old, he was the coach at Northern Colorado in 4 years, went 56-66. Last year, 25-8. So before that, 31-58 in 3 years. Now, yes, that's about how long it takes to turn around a program. He was the Big Sky Coach of the Year and all that.
A huge difference between Big Sky and Big 12. And
well, good luck. Good luck. But because if Colorado continues to not be good, Nebraska's got a chance to stay out of the cellar. Although Colorado was not in the cellar this year, so they have a new men's basketball coach. Love to hear from you at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN, and the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, if you can't get players to come to the University of Nebraska, why would you go to Colorado? Why would you go to Colorado? Facility-wise, everything about it. Why would you go to Colorado if you want to compete at a Big 12 basketball level? Yeah, Chauncey Billups was from the area. That's why they got Chauncey Billups. Other than that, name another Colorado basketball player. Can any 1-888-455-3-7? Can you name another Colorado basketball player?
Like ever?
Yeah. Give me one.
That's a good question.
That should have been Tuesday Trauma's trivia. Might have saved Kerry $25.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a Good one. There's got to be two or three out there that are just so obvious that we're missing.
Alex English, was he a Colorado?
What is wrong with you? Here's something I found overnight that I thought was kind of funny from the "Wow, we have nothing better to do." NAIA football coaches actually release a spring top 25. So this is, I mean, what's going to change between now and the preseason? I see this as their preseason poll. I show this to you now, Tony, and it has their spring poll, where they're ranked now, and where they ended last year. One team is different, and they are 25th. There is no team that is more than two spots different from the end of last year to the spring poll. This might be the most, what's the word I'm looking for here? This is the most non-important poll maybe I've ever seen in my entire life.
Incredulous.
Non-significant. You don't even know what that word means.
You're right.
You don't even know what that word means.
Don't! Where did Hastings, I mean,
well, they were 13th 15? Last okay, year, 13th. They're 13th okay. This year. I mean, seriously, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the same. The end of last year, there was a tie for 6th, so the Mid-America, instead of being tied for 6th, is 8th. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, all exactly the same. The end of 20 last year and 21, different. Grandview of Iowa, Taylor University, Eastern Oregon. They were 20 through 22. They are again. They just switched it up a little bit. Northwestern of Iowa ended last year 23rd or 25th. This year they're 23rd. I mean, really?
At least they took some time when they were doing it.
Good Lord. Let's go to the phone lines at 888-455-ESPN.
Got John from Kearney on the line, guys.
John, you got like a Colorado player?
I could care less about Colorado basketball. They're going to the Pac-10 anyway. Who the hell cares?
That'd be interesting. What's on your mind today?
To.
What's going on today?
Who's going to come to the Big 12? I know TCU wants to come in to the Big 12. Did you hear what they were talking about with Colin?
No, I did not.
No, they're gonna change around. The Big Ten's looking to pick up UConn, Rutgers, and Pittsburgh. It's going to kill the Big East. And then what they're going to do is TCU will join the Big 12. Colorado and Utah are going to go to the Pac-10.
I don't understand. The reason all of these so-called smaller conferences were formed is so schools this size could compete. What has changed? What has changed?
Who cares? Let them come in. I'm just saying, what's that going to do to the Big 12? I don't care about the Big 10 or the Pac-10.
Oh, let's start out
and how they're going to reorganize the Big 12. Is Oklahoma going to come to the north? Is Oklahoma State going to come to the north? Because TCU will stay in the south. You know they will.
Well, it sounds to me like the Big 12 is being the least aggressive of about three conferences in the country, don't you think, John? They're not out pursuing people.
Well, they could care less. They got Texas and Oklahoma to run the conference, and they don't care about anybody else.
Hey, John, thanks for the call. Interesting topic, Daddy.
When did the Big Ten become the lord of everything?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You gotta care, because if you would lose a school, then all of a sudden you're not looking, and you've lost a school, and you have to look, and then you're pressured, and you panic, and you pick somebody up, because you got to get somebody in there. I don't know. The Big Ten is trying to find a way to make their conference stronger. Adding UConn, Rutgers, and Pittsburgh at this moment doesn't seem to be that way. Although you would have to say Pittsburgh is a good get. Right now their basketball program is good. Their football program is a top 25 program. Rutgers, basketball not good. Their football starting to, they're not the worst team in the East anymore. UConn and what they've done there with their football program and obviously their basketball program, and I think that's all you really have to look at. Men's basketball and football, fine. If some of the others, I mean, yeah, UConn's women's program, all those kinds of things. Fine. That's fine if you want to look at some of the other programs. But when they're looking for sports, they're looking at football and men's basketball, and that is it.
And apparently by that conversation, they want to add three teams. So, like you said, the Big East is gone, or we're going to have to figure something else out.
That would give them 14. And here's what I don't understand. Then you really can't play everybody. You're playing with it. So, if you got 2-7 teams, that gives you play everybody on your side 6 and half of the other side. Well, you don't even play half the other side. Do you play 3 or 4? That would seem kind of a weird, even odd scheduling, and then that leaves you room for 3 non-conference games.
Where does the power go then? Obviously, the Big Ten. When's the last time the Big Ten has been superior in anything?
Wrestling.
I'm serious out there. I mean, if you were Lord of all and winning everything every year, if you were the SEC in football.
Well, you asked Jim Tressel about it yesterday when we had him on the show, the head coach at Ohio State, about expansion. And, you know, he said he's kind of like everybody else. He hears what everybody's saying. He's not really involved in any discussions. He goes, that happens with the higher-ups, the presidents and of the universities and athletic directors of universities talk about that. Financially, is it better? I think that's all it comes down to. Financially, is it better? You want to cut your piece of the pie in the Big Ten 14 ways, or do you just want to cut it 11? Does cutting it 14 ways make it better than cutting it 11? To bringing in three more teams, bring in enough money from those three that it offsets cutting the pie 14 ways? And I mean, if you have 14 teams in your conference, and eight of them, which would be an astounding number, make a college football bowl game, basically, that's 50-50. I mean, that's eight going, six not, and those six that aren't are getting the same piece of the pie that the eight that are going are getting with, a two times for the team that does go. But, again, when it comes, when it seems like everything's working, I have not figured out, Big Ten wants to expand, why? What's the big reason why? I don't think anybody has come out and said why the Big Ten wants to expand. They might want to get one more team so they get off 11, so that they go 12. If they just solely want to do it to split into two different divisions, don't get too big. Don't get too big. We knows what happens when you get too big.
Some of the national guys this morning, guys, I heard them saying that the Big Ten is kind of sandwiched in there. To the southwest, they have the Big 12. To the south, they have the SEC. And then to the east, they have the Big East, all of which have championship games inside of their conference. So come championship weekend, the Big Ten is kind of left out, sitting there on the sidelines, not making any revenue from a championship game. So I heard the argument that possibly trying to add more teams and get a championship game in there.
Well, that's all fair and well. Change your schedule a little bit and quit getting done 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, you morons. That's a pretty simple answer. It's because Ohio State is a school that has trimesters. You know, at Nebraska, you have fall semester, you've got spring semester, summer courses. At Ohio State, they slap it into threes. So they're not going to school at the exact same time that the kids at Nebraska and some of the other ones are going. So that could mess things up, and maybe their finals are coming there so what? You can't build everything just around football. I mean, that's the way they're doing it. But, I mean, I'm just saying it would affect basketball differently. It would affect basketball, baseball, women's sports, whatever you want to do in there. All the Big Ten has to do is get one team. Why do they want three or five more? But then they can have their championship game. That'd give them 12, just like Big 12 and SEC.
But the two conferences making noise are the Pac-10 and the Big Ten. We want expansion. The two teams, obviously, like Derek just said, without the playoff game, without that revenue stream coming in. Now you're going to break up you're going to get teams from the WAC, the Mountain West.
I think this is where it gets real interesting for those so-called mid-major schools, like a BYU, like a Boise State. Do they really want to? They to join the Pac-10 would have to financially step up. Scholarship-wise, facility-wise, I mean, just because they say you get to join the Pac-10 doesn't just mean you get to come in as you are. You have to meet the standards of whatever that conference is. That means BYU would have to spend more money. Utah would have to spend more money. A Boise, a whoever, TCU, whoever you're looking at, would have to spend more money to come into that conference. Could they survive? That's the interesting question. What's the answer? Yes, no. Yes, no, you want to play with the big boys, but do you want to play with the big boys every week? Can you compete with the big boys every week? Maybe once in a while you can, but probably not on a consistent basis, unless you just totally overhaul your university. And I mean everything, from educational to buildings to expansion to the number of kids that go there to the money you charge for tuition.
And still compete at the level which you have set your standards. Yes, you can slay two giants a year. No problem. You can slay two giants a year when you're up emotionally as high as you can get for those two games. Can you do it week in, week out?
Eric in Grand Island says that Scott Wedman was a one-time NBA All-Star from Colorado.
Nice.
Your thoughts on expansion, 888-455-ESPN, or, as always, fire off to the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Time flying by. We need to take a break. Back after this.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The UNK baseball team will be at Northwest Missouri State this afternoon, then return home to battle Colorado State Pueblo Friday night at 6 and a doubleheader Saturday starting at noon. The Hastings College baseball team returns home this weekend. They take on Dana Saturday and Mount Marty Sunday. First pitch scheduled for 1 o'clock. The Husker baseball team plays Creighton at Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha tonight at 6:35. The game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Then it's off to Baylor Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In softball, UNK will be at Metro State this Saturday and Sunday. The Hastings College softball team will be at Mount Marty on Friday and Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. And the Husker softball team is home this week, taking on Iowa State today, Kansas Thursday, and Oklahoma Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN Radio. I'm Doug Duda.
Mostly considerable cloud cover across the area through the day today with showers along with a few storms possible with highs in the low 60s. Southeast winds will stay at 5 to 10. We'll see showers and a few storms possible tonight, down to 44. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where coming up, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win a gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats here in Kearney. Plus, former Husker Larry Asante is going to join us to talk about his draft status as he gets ready for the NFL and should hear his name called sometime this weekend. Nebraska baseball plays Creighton tonight. They're hoping for a better outcome than the first time the team's played. It's at Rosenblatt on Nebraska Educational Television at 6:30. You can hear it with our pregame at 6:05 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. One other baseball note, congratulations. You know, Grand Island's baseball team's been struggling a little bit this year on the high school scene, really for the first time since the opening year of that program. But last night they swept Norfolk, and Aaron Roberg threw a, albeit five-inning, perfect game in a 13-0 victory. So I don't care what level you're at.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Aaron.
Pretty good gig there. You know what else is perfect? Lunch at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Big Burger Night every Wednesday night, so that's tomorrow night. Mark that on your calendar. Just $5 for any burger on the menu. Not just some made-up Wednesday night throw-it-at-you burger where the bun is 17 times bigger than the meat. No. You get a cheeseburger, a mushroom burger, the bacon burger, the legendary Totally Jack burger with fries for just $5 every Wednesday from 5 to 10. Just $5 at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. And don't forget, book their party room now for your graduation reception, your family gatherings this summer, anniversaries, birthdays, whatever it may be. Hey, maybe you're getting out on parole. Maybe that's what you want right there. That's where we book Daddy's party. Seats well over 100 at the
we
Chicken Coop.
We can pass. So get it to go.
Now,
get it
go.
To go if you can't leave the house.
Get a hold of Scott or Colin at the Chicken Coop with lunch specials every day, food and drink specials every night, because they're open 7 days a week for your convenience.
Doug, I'm totally jacked right now to Brian Munson from the Big Red Report. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Well, we're starting to come down off that sugar high, that drinking the red Kool-Aid from the spring game this weekend. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a little bit of we're in a decline now steadily until August, right? I mean, the end of football is officially over for the 2010 season being on the 2011 year.
Well, and obviously, first big pop comes yesterday afternoon. Husker commit, the 6th of 2011, in defensive tackle Kevin Williams. So let's start with that. And I think from all I've read and heard, this was kind of one of the guys everybody was hoping would sign with Nebraska.
Well, Kevin Williams is a great pickup. Nebraska was the first to offer him. He's a real active defensive tackle. If you guys have a chance to get out there and watch his film, I highly recommend it. You can see him, you know, lining up anywhere from that 5 technique down to that 3 technique. And he seems to be one of those guys that, you know, that like what Carl and Bo seem to be looking for, those high motor, high energy guys along the interior defensive line. And I think what really stands out to you about Kevin Williams is he just doesn't quit on a play. Whether it's the play is behind the line of scrimmage or 15 yards downfield, he is running from everywhere on that point of the field to get to the play. And, you know, it doesn't come easy for a defensive lineman to get 80 tackles. Kevin Williams had 157 of them last year. So, I mean, he's a real active guy, great get for Nebraska. And I think the one interesting thing that you kind of get, too, when you start talking about all the commitments that Nebraska has right now, look at that commitment list, and there isn't one state that has multiple commitments. I mean, Nebraska has one from Nebraska, one from Texas, one from Missouri, one from Illinois, one from Ohio, one from Florida. I mean, that to me is, it's pretty special to see how much Nebraska is trying to get out and get national.
Trying to handpick, it looks to me like also, Brian, their select players to fit this system.
There's no doubt. And I think that one of the things that helps out is when you have a chance to bring in all five commitments up to that point in for a spring game, and then have some of your top rated players that are there in attendance, you know, they're still considering Nebraska, and give them a chance to get out there and get to know the other five guys that are already committed and figure out if there's, you know, Nebraska likes them, but let's figure out if we have a chemistry thing going in the 2011 class by adding a guy like this, see how well he gets along with Jamal Turner, see how well Tyler Moore likes this guy, see how Dylan Admire likes this guy. That, to me, that's a pretty big thing that Nebraska's putting together there by bringing all the commitments back for the spring game.
Brian Munson from the Big Red Report joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Several other commitments. What was the initial reaction of Brian? Have we got an overall feeling of what these kids thought from the spring game?
Blown away. I can't even tell you right now how many of the uncommitted guys I spoke with. You know, two of the guys, both Texas players, Quincy Russell and Desmond Rowland. So Desmond, he didn't like the trip as much as what the other guys did, but everybody else, you know, it was tense. You know, we couldn't be any better. We wouldn't want to be anywhere else, you know, right now at this very moment. So it was a great weekend overall. Top marks by everybody.
Brian, for those that have never been down that path, and I mean being recruited by multiple Division I schools, it would always seem like all the kids would have the same reaction wherever they're at. Now, granted, I would think being in front of 78,000 in Lincoln and in front of 3,000 in Lubbock would be a little bit different story. But is it really that much different at Nebraska for a spring game or when they bring these kids in than maybe when they go to other major programs for their visit, whether it be a Florida or an Ohio State or an Oklahoma?
It's definitely different. I mean, the one thing that, I mean, obviously the attendance is much higher and much greater, and these guys realize that these fans are out there supporting the team, whether it's a game against Texas or Colorado, or they're just playing some sort of a squad scrimmage, which really what a spring game is. But the kids really came back, you know, over the weekend and said, I was posing for pictures. Fans wanted my pictures. They wanted my autograph. You know, and we sat down, we've had a chance to really talk and hang out with all these other players and all these other commitments. I think it's just that much bigger of a deal in Nebraska right now, and I think the coaching staff's doing a great job using it.
Brian, I want to ask you about one of the top-rated running backs in Aaron Green. Where do you see him? Is Nebraska really at the top of his list?
I think they are, and I think the brother thing there in Nebraska is big. There's a huge connection there. But, I mean, this is something that goes back to when Andrew was actually being recruited. It was pretty well known then that there was a real need for the family to get both their kids out of school together so they don't have to go split time between, you know, watching Aaron and watching son Andrew. I mean, it was about going one place, watching them both, hanging out with both, and going back home to San Antonio. I think Nebraska is at the top of Aaron's list. I think Aaron can definitely see himself in that offense. He sees the potential there. Haley's gone after the season. Now you're looking for some guys to split time with Burkhead and Robinson. I think there's playing time to be had, and I think that he can do it immediately at Nebraska.
Brian Munson of the Big Red Report. You can always go online and follow his work. He's joining us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So, Brian, how much longer should we be watching for signees here in the spring before it cools down and fall ball rolls around?
You know, I think commitments are going to be kind of hit and miss throughout the summer. I think Nebraska is, you know, they're picking, like you guys said, they're picking their guys. They're being very selective right now. They're looking for one more quarterback. They're looking for one or two running backs. They got the need for just one linebacker again. You know, they're going to go through the process now and be very selective. But the evaluation process started yesterday. They're back out on the road. They're checking things out. You know, I think that you're going to see some commitments or some other offers go out here through the evaluation process. You're going to have the summer camps. I see maybe one, two, maybe three guys throughout the summer. And then things start picking up again in August when we start talking about fall camp picking back up and the season start.
Brian Munson is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin Williams, who gave his oral commitment yesterday, is the sixth that we know of for 2011. The first on the defensive side of the ball. Barney Cotton's been in on a four offensive linemen, and then Jamal Turner, the quarterback. So where's the – if they're picking who they want right now, Brian, now do they have to start picking defensively? Are they picking specialty players and by wide receiver, running back? Where's that next, I guess, crop of players position-wise going to come from?
Well, I think Nebraska's still looking for an elite guy at wide receiver. I think they need to find a guy that, you know, even if you have a Niles Paul doesn't do it. You need to find a guy that complements him and takes the pressure off of him. I think Brandon Kinney's emerging there. I think Quincy Enunwa, who's going to report this summer, could help out in that regard. But I think Nebraska still needs to find guys that after Niles Paul moves on can become that next Niles Paul and other guys can fit around him. I think Nebraska needs to find an elite wide receiver. I think they need to look outside and look still to find another guy at defensive tackle, a guy at defensive end. They need to really get a stud linebacker, a high school guy. Levante David's going to work, but they need to get a stud linebacker. And I think Nebraska, you know, they need to find that running back. If Aaron Green's a guy, great. They can't wait too long because they're, you know, it's one in the hand or one in the bush. They need to get a guy in this class. And I think Aaron Green could be that guy, but it's going to depend on who else Nebraska has to pass up to get him.
Brian, it's interesting. You go back to saying we need one linebacker. Is the one linebacker a result of the peso defense and the shift to the defensive back situation in Nebraska?
I think that there's definitely something, you know, to be said about that. You know, when you start talking about moving out a linebacker in a base defense and start running more of a 4-2-5 or just kind of moving up that safety more as a hybrid like Oklahoma did, like with a Roy Williams. I mean, I think that there's something definitely that can be said about that. You know, and I think that the other thing is that Nebraska is just, generally speaking, they're pretty young. You start talking about Compton and Fisher and Whaley, you know, you start talking about guys that are redshirt sophomores, redshirt freshmen. I just don't see Nebraska having a lot of age there at that position. Those guys are going to be in the system now for another 3 to 4 years, and they don't need to bring a lot of guys in to replace anybody that's really leaving. So I think Nebraska, you know, as a part of the peso defense as well, just part of being young at that position, they don't need to bring a lot of guys in this year at that position.
Brian Munson from Big Red Report is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've used the word pick or select a couple of times here. In 3 years, are we at the point where Bo Pelini and his staff don't have to take the best player that's left like the first year that he came in?
Definitely. And I think that has to do a lot with the circumstances that surrounds this year as opposed to the years past. You think about that where they had to kind of just keep the class together like with Will Compton and Josh Williams and just kind of take guys based on what the previous staff was doing. And then they had to go back in and start going in the spring ball. They didn't have the chance to go out and really do evaluation. They're too busy coaching. Well, then all of a sudden they find themselves behind the eight ball again, not to be able to get out much that season because they're trying to get things together. Then you roll back into the second spring. Things are getting a little bit better, a little less chaotic. You're back out there. You're doing some evaluation stuff, but you're really only evaluating that year's guys. Nebraska's had a chance now to put all that behind them, and now they're going out there and they're going on, I think, what I would call their real first complete year of recruiting. I think that this year will really be the demonstration of what this staff can do year in and year out when it comes to recruiting. And I think so far they're off on a very good pace. They're getting a lot of quality guys. And like you said, you know, being selective, being choosy, they're doing this because they're doing the research. They're going out there and they're recruiting a lot of different areas, like just from having six guys from six different states goes ahead and indicates.
Brian, take us back to this year's recruiting class. The kids that will be here in the fall, are there kids that are coming that can contribute this year?
I think there are. Like I said, you know, before with Quincy and Nunwa, I think Nebraska is looking for some help at that wide receiver position. And I think that Quincy and Nunwa is a guy who physically comes in and fits the bill immediately. But I think the one thing that you didn't really get a sense of until you saw him on film was his speed. And I think that he has game-changing attributes, and I think he can bring that in there and play immediately at the wide receiver position. Kenny Bell is a guy that potentially you could see the field. He might be destined more for a redshirt just because he doesn't have a lot of weight, doesn't have that physical strength that you need to have to play Division I football. Levante David, the junior college transfer from Fort Scott, Kansas, I think he's going to come in and make some noise. I think that he could be a guy that's going to find, you know, moving some things around with Will and Eric Martin in that peso defense and potentially going back out to that 4-3 where he lines out at a Will linebacker. I think that those are two guys that I'd really look to have an impact this fall from this 2010 class.
Brian, anybody's name that we should expect on the dotted line or oral commitment here in the next week? Who do you think's next?
In the next week, I'm going to say probably not, guys. I mean, but if I had to go back and look at the group of guys that were in there in Lincoln, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I would go ahead and say that Aaron Green's a guy that I think is going to end up being a Husker. I don't know necessarily if it's going to be, you know, in the next week, the next month, or by the end of the year, to be honest with you. I think he's going to go through the process, which is good for him, because he'll find out, I think, in the end that Nebraska's the best spot for him, and I think Nebraska wants, you know, wants what's best for the kids. But if I had to reach my neck out, stick my neck out about a kid that was in there this weekend that a lot of people aren't talking about, I'm going to take Jalen Grimble, the defensive tackle, defensive end out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas that ends up being a Husker. I think that there's just so much going in Nebraska's favor after this visit and after talking to his coach yesterday that he's just in favor of being part of. And I think that that's a guy that Nebraska, if they can pull him out of Bishop Gorman too, that's a huge get for Nebraska.
Is that the one powerhouse in Las Vegas?
It is. It's definitely the top talent. You know, it's had pipelines into Oklahoma. It's had pipelines into USC. You know, DeMarco Murray, Ryan Reynolds came out of there. They went to Oklahoma. There's a cousin, actually, last name of Grimble, that went to USC last year, was a top-rated tight end in the nation. So if Nebraska can get in there after this head coaching change that they've had at their high school, I'd say it's a pretty big deal for Nebraska because they continually turn out Division I talent year in and year out. There's a top-rated offensive tackle that's going to be at their school next year. He's just a junior this year. So, I mean, they have top talent every year.
Brian Bunsen from Big Red Report with us for just another minute. I know that the kids coming in are the focus, but the kids going out, the NFL draft, we're looking at Sue Asante Dillard being selected at some point. Any thoughts on former Husker players that may be making that move this weekend?
Well, those three are definitely the three that you would take a look at and say have the best chance to get drafted. I'll go ahead and throw a fourth one out there that, after just talking to some people that I think has a chance to get drafted, and I'd say Matt O'Hanlon. Matt O'Hanlon has put up some pretty good numbers at their pro day. I think somebody could potentially take a flyer on him in the sixth or the seventh round just because he's such a ball hawk in the secondary, and he's going to do what he's asked, you know, or do what he's told to do. And I think Nebraska really put some polish on him in the last year of his career in Nebraska. It's going to pay off. That hard work is going to pay off. I think he gets picked.
How's your card playing going?
It's great. Going to the World Series of Poker June 12th, man.
I saw that. I didn't realize that you were going to be the next person to beat me down on my, you know, quest to be, you know, mediocre. So we'll have to hook that up. We'll have to hook that up sometime, buddy. Hey, we'll let you get going. We'll let you get back to work and remind folks that you can always check out the work online at Big Red Report. And, Brian, thanks as always for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure.
Take care. Brian Bunsen for Big Red Report. Matt O'Hanlon. I guess I would be surprised if he's selected for a couple of different reasons.
You know, I guess I've got my Pro Football Weekly, and actually down the list from Larry Asante, about 20 spots is Matt O'Hanlon. So if he gets drafted, I guess I would be shocked as well, but it has a chance.
It's unfortunate that Matt O'Hanlon, it's just too easy to make jokes. I mean, good kid, got a lot better as the season progressed. He's just too easy to make jokes about because of a couple of unfortunate plays. I mean, he could be a center fielder, at least that way the wall would stop him. You know, things like that. So 888-455-ESPN. We want to let you know that the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by the fine folks at Burger King, where they serve burgers for breakfast if you like a little burger in the morning, or traditional breakfast served until 11 a.m. with the breakfast bowl, scrambled eggs, sausage, cheese, potatoes, onions, and peppers, and their drive-through specials. How about a 32-ounce soft drink or iced mocha for only a dollar? Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Stop by and enjoy Burger King. Larry Asante joins us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Mike Golic here. As many of you know, I'm a big football guy. I just love the rush of the game. But now that I don't play football anymore, I've got to look elsewhere to get that rush. And Polaris's ATVs and side-by-sides do the trick. You ever go hunting or fly through one in the woods? You can't beat it. And right now, the guys over at Polaris are making it even easier for you to experience the extreme rush of riding one. They're giving up to $1,200 in rebates, plus a lot of great financing for most people. Up to $1,200 cash back, if you ask me. That's a pretty awesome deal. So get on down to your participating Polaris dealership and pick yourself up a Polaris for a great deal. $1,200 in rebates plus great financing on a new Polaris. It's a Polaris XP sales event. Extreme machines, extreme deals.
Offer ends April 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. For safety and training information, see your local Polaris dealer or call 1-800-342-3764. The Polaris Ranger General Purpose Off-Road Utility Vehicle is not intended for and may not be registered for on-road use.
Whether it's nurturing inborn talent or just learning a game for a lifetime, Indian Head Golf Course's Junior Golf is now forming. Sign up soon. Registration deadline May 30th. Junior Golf begins June 3rd, runs through July 21st. Youngsters learn the basics, the rules, the etiquette. Boys under age 11, Monday or Tuesday. Girls are Wednesday. More advanced, 12 and over Thursday. Sign up soon at Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, Indian Head. Call 308-381-4650. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area through the day today with showers along with a few storms possible with highs in the low of 60s. Southeast winds will stay at 5 to 10. We'll see showers and a few storms possible tonight down to 44. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
Show Central Nebraska is ESPN Radio Superstation. Larry Asante going to join us in just a moment. Jim Tressel was in town for the sports banquet last night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Also, the annual Hero Leadership event. Blake Lawrence was going to be maybe a big-time deal at Nebraska. Ended up getting some concussions. Didn't get to play football this last year. He received Nebraska's highest honor for life skills. It's called the Girard Award of Excellence. And he was able to pick that up last night. Also, the Hero Award for student-athletes whose community involvement went above and beyond. Jared Crick, one of those players that picked up that award, the Cozad native. We expect to have Jared on probably at the end of this week to wrap up spring ball and tell us a little bit about how things went. Also receiving the Hero Award, Gibbons Jordan Reinertsen on the men's golf team, and they're getting ready for the Big 12s this weekend. So
congratulations.
Couple names from the area that that you may obviously be a little bit familiar with. Also, you want to know Cody Green and Alex Henry received that award too, Tony. There's about 20 athletes throughout all sports that picked that up. Nate Polacek, track and field, picked that up as well. So congratulations to those athletes that went on last night. Some totals from spring games, Daddy. Texas Tech had 3,000. Oklahoma State, 7,000. Colorado, 9,100. Iowa State, 10,000. A&M, Kyle Field, tradition, 12th man, 15,000. Missouri, 15,000. Oklahoma, 16,500. Texas, 44,000 plus. Nebraska, just under 78,000. There's still a couple to go.
Can you dig it? That's great. Great for the Nebraska football program.
It is getting closer by the minute. I can't believe they don't have the draft clock already rolling here in every place that you look. But coming up Thursday, the 2010 NFL Draft. And as we said, a few Huskers have put their name on the board. We had a chance to talk with Philip Dillard already, and Larry Asante is another one of those. Of course, Ndamukong Suh, and then after that, you just don't really know, Tony.
Yeah, one person, Pro Football Weekly, has ranked at 105 on their board as strong safety, Larry Asante, and he joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Larry, thanks so much for the time today, and welcome back to the program.
It's good to be here.
Larry, a lot of things that I guess you're anticipating with the draft, and you just told us today you're doing some work with the agent because there's all that off-the-field things, that business side, I guess, as they always say, of becoming a professional. You're new into this field like every one of the kids, every one of the guys going to the draft are. What's that part of it been like for you?
You got to embrace the process. You control the things that you can't control. And the things out of your control, you just got to leave it be and pray to your good Lord at the end of the day that he's going to handle that. So, I mean, it's been a fun process. It's been a fun process. So I can't really complain. But the paperwork stuff, I mean, there's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork that you got to get through. But you just got to take it day by day and just keep plugging away.
Larry, was the combine a strange process when they're dissecting every part of your body from measuring your hands to your toes to everything that goes on with it?
Yeah, I mean, if the team is going to invest a lot of money in you, they need to know everything. So, I mean, the coach from the Rams, even before the combine, he was like, Larry, look, it's a process. Everybody's been through it. It's going to be stressful at times, but just embrace the process and just enjoy it. Enjoy it, because it's not supposed to be stressful. But at times, it can be like that. So, I mean, at the combine, you know, they measure everything pretty much. They check your hand size. They check everything. And if you had a previous injury, they'll go and x-ray or do an MRI. They just want to see if there's anything there. And they pull you, do all kinds of stuff to you. And you can't get mad because it's all part of the process.
Doug, I guess when you come to Nebraska, like 4-H is a big deal, and they're like, well, he's select, he's choice. Maybe, oh, there's a prime. That's prime right there. Larry, where'd you fit on? Are you a prime when you're talking, comparing yourself to a part of a cattle that's maybe going out on the steak?
What did the one guy say? One of the coaches was like, because you got to get shirtless, and, you know, you have your compression shorts on. And you go up front, and all the coaches are there, and they're taking their notes, and they measure you. One of the coaches was like, yo, he is chiseled. That's the word he put. He's like, yo, man, he is put together. And I was just kind of up there kind of just laughing, man, because it is funny. It is funny. They look at all of that. They look at your physique. They look at everything. You know, all of that counts.
So now we'll call him the chiseled assassin, Larry Asante, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Getting ready for the draft. Larry, what are you hearing? Who are the teams that maybe have talked to you the most? Everybody, I know you're interested. Everybody else is interested at who is interested in you. Who are you hearing?
Right now there's probably about 15. And it's probably the same. As far as what I've been hearing, it's probably the same. So, to be honest with you, I really have no clue. And from talking, I talked to guys at NFLP. I've been talking to a lot of guys that have already been through the process. And sometimes the people that don't even say anything to you or whatnot, they're not trying to play their hands. So that's the team that'll come up, you know, and draft their womb, and they'll just smash right away. And they'll go, oh, my God, what happened? And that's when some team's going to panic, and they have to, you know, draft other guys. So, I mean, from talking to guys at NFLPA, Buddy, he played for the Rams. He said the Rams did not say anything to him throughout the process. And came draft day, they called from an unknown number, and he's like, okay, who's calling me? Because he pretty much had all 32 teams' numbers, and they drafted him. So to be honest with you, I have no clue. I have no clue. We will see.
Larry, are there that was kind of part of my next question. Are there some other guys? Is it guys on this year's Husker team or former Huskers that you have talked to that kind of have given you a heads up on how this all works?
I talked to Zach. I talked to Bowman on a regular basis. Who else? But it's just been who I have met. You know, Zach Bowman, the Josh, the twins, Carl, Nick, Adam, Carragher. Yeah, we're all in the same agency, so we're all close. So I mean, they've been kind of telling me, you know, you never know, and it's just all depends on how the draft goes and who gets selected, like, ahead of you or whatnot. So it just depends. You never know. You never know. And they said the teams that talk to you the most, you know, they might be interested and they might get you. But if they put too much information out there, other teams see that, and then they're like, oh, okay, they want to draft them here, but then they'll do whatever, pull some strings or even trade picks or, you know, get the higher draft pick just to come and get you. And if they're really interested to draft you, before the team that has been showing interest and putting you all on their site and whatnot gets to you.
The chiseled assassin. I mean... the chiseled assassin, Larry Asante, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Larry, this is my favorite question when it comes to this time of year. What part of your game translates best to the NFL, and what do you have to work on that you really need to step up if you're going to be a quality player at the next level?
What would translate? I mean, I can dissect and I come up and I can make tackles real well. And just being patient. What I believe I need to work on is just in a deep passing game. My strengths, I'm going to, you know, continue, you know, to improve upon that. But at the same time, whatever my weaknesses, I'm going to, you know, strive and make that a strong point. So there is no flaw or weakness in my game.
Larry, everybody wants to know about this year's team and what's going to happen this next fall with the Nebraska Cornhuskers. How close is this team to being in that top five and winning a national title?
I think they're there, but it's a day-to-day process. And it was like that when we did this past season when Gordon first got here. You see steady improvement. And from watching the younger guys practice, I can't call them kids because they're grown men, but from watching them practice, and from just seeing, I believe that they're going to be a lot better than how we was this year, just because of the coaching, understanding the defense more, and Coach Bo, Coach Bo gives us, let's say, tools to play with, you know, and more the more you're in the system, the more you understand the concepts, the more techniques, the more tools he gives you. So we had a lot of tools this year. I can only imagine the guys are telling me Prince, Fonzo, Eric, PJ, Ricky. I can only imagine the tools that they have now that they're equipped with. And when you have all these tools when you're on the field, you're not afraid of anything because you're already put in that situation by the coaching staff through spring practices, through fall camp, so I have no doubt in my mind that they're going to be real good this year.
Larry, everybody wants to know the answer to this question. What's the main difference between Kevin Cosgrove and Bo Pelini's defense?
Bo Pelini's defense stops people. Wait a minute. Hold on. See, was it Hick the other day that was in town that gave me guff for, you know, saying stuff like that? That's kind of was what we were talking about. I mean, Larry Asante, last thought here, you know, I guess things all worked out, but it was probably a lot different the whole play, I guess you would call it, the movie, probably turned out wasn't exactly as you had it scripted coming out of high school, was it?
No, it wasn't. And the good Lord has blessed me. I feel like there's been a guardian angel guarding me every step of the way. And I give praise to the Lord in everything I do. He's opened all kinds of doors for me. He's opened all kinds of doors for me, and I always glorify the Lord. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in the spot that I'm in right now.
Larry, we appreciate the time today, and we appreciate Lance Thorell, our buddy here, to showing you how to play the game. I know he helped you out a lot.
Lance is a great guy, man.
Well, hopefully he can take a few pointers from you. Larry, we'll be watching the draft and hope to see your name go off the board to a place that's going to work out for you. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Definitely. Y'all stay up. God bless.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Asante joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we hear his name called sooner than later on the NFL draft this weekend. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia still to come, so let's take a break. We'll be back with that after this.
Hey there, it's Mike Greenberg, and you know, you've been hearing me talk about GoToMeeting, which is the easiest and most convenient way to host online meetings from your PC or your Mac. And I've got exciting news. Now you can even take it to go on the new iPad tablet. GoToMeeting just announced a free app built specifically for the new iPad. It makes online meetings more accessible than ever. With GoToMeeting on your iPad, you can attend online meetings on the go at a cafe, in a hotel, wherever you might be. Just download the GoToMeeting app, join sessions on your iPad tablet in seconds. You'll see the host computer screen on your iPad screen, connect to audio through your iPad or over the phone. I cannot recommend this highly enough for your PC, your Mac, or your iPad. And right now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and don't forget the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com, try it free, and the promo code Mike.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement, and when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area through the day today, with showers along with a few storms possible, with highs in the low of 60s. Southeast winds will stay at 5 to 10. We'll see showers and a few storms possible tonight, down to 44. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
ESPN. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to give you a chance to win Royals tickets to this weekend's series with the Minnesota Twins. So if you want to go to Kansas City this weekend or are planning to go so already, we're going to give you a chance tomorrow to win tickets to the Royals and Twins in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium this weekend. But right now, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, giving away a $25 gift card every Tuesday for someone that can answer our question. And we're going potpourri today. 888-CALL-NOW, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. And we've got a plethora of questions for you today. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we got first?
This is Dan.
Dan, how's it going, man?
Good.
Are you comfortable with college football questions?
Sure.
All right, Daddy, you're going first. What do you got today?
Dan, this this player wore number 81. At number 81 in the spring game.
Oh, man. No clue.
Try back. Thanks, Dan. 888-455-ESPN. Who's on the program now?
Jeff.
Jeff, here, I got a question for you. Yesterday we had Jim Tressel, the head football coach at Ohio State, on the program. Who did they beat in the Rose Bowl last year?
Ohio State. Who did they beat in the Rose Bowl? Man. Got to be a Pac-10 school, right?
Yeah, I'm going to give you five more seconds. Four, three,
I'll go with
two.
The Ducks.
That's right. Oregon it is. Oregon is correct.
All right.
Congratulations. No, great job. Hang on the line. Derek will get your information. See, sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes it's the easy ones that are hard and the hard ones that are easy. Who was 81?
Ben Cotton. But they're, you know, one of those tight ends hoping to make some noise this next fall.
Let me test you. 17.
Cody Green.
15.
I don't know.
Oh, is that easy? You don't know who 15 is? There's two guys that wore 15.
I don't know.
LaTravis.
Oh.
And Alfonso Dennard. Let me give you one more here. How about 96? Who wears 96?
Crick?
Wow. That's like a double punch. That's like I just saw two VW bugs come down. 96. Bad
Pierre Allen?
No, it's just horrible that
who's 96?
It's horrible that you didn't know Jared Crick's 94.
Oh. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What a travesty. 94, 96. They're two numbers different. Big whoop. Who's 96?
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Brett Maher's 96. But it astonishes me that you didn't know Jerry Crick was 94. I mean, that's like, who else on defense's number would you know?
Yeah!
Seriously, who else's number on defense do you know?
Remember, I wasn't there, for one. Okay?
Jared Crook, he just got out of high school. He's still going to school. He just ran down to play the spring game. Don't know what number he was. I'm sorry, but I got to think that the folks that are listening out there right now are on my side.
Do you want to play the game and see how smart you are? Because of all knowing?
Well, don't give me the number of somebody I've never heard of. Jared Crick. I mean, I don't think there's anybody left out there that you can compare to Jared Crick.
Okay, let's pick one that's real easy for Doug. So Doug can prove that he's smarter than everyone else.
No, it surprised me that you didn't know Jared Crick's number. There should be like eight guys max on that team you should know the numbers off, and one of them would be Jared Crick. Alex Henry, 90. Adi Kunalik, 1. You probably know all the quarterback numbers. Spano, 7. Lee, 5. Roy Helus, 10 at the running back position. I mean, I can tell you major players on the Nebraska football.
49.
Drew Young.
44.
Mike McNeil. Point. That's it. Let's go hit the close before he starts getting on a roll. Because now he's mad. I didn't mean to upset the daddy. Which it hasn't happened. Now, how long? Did I make it all through Lent? All through Lent.
Close to it, yes.
Oh, God,
now, we can now bring it up, but he gets a little on edge, and now it's my fault after 2 months of not getting him all riled up on something like this. Now it's my fault that he didn't know that. Why don't you go root for Creighton football? Why don't you go watch the Blue Jays play tonight?
I'll keep cheering
for
the Nuggets.
Get your service jersey out. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk a little UNK baseball and softball during our Loper Link segment. Also going to give away some Kansas City Royals tickets. We're going to talk more about the draft tomorrow. We'll recap today's Husker game. And we want to thank former Husker Larry Asante for joining us on the program today. And Brian Munson from Big Red Report. Don't forget, if you miss any of the show or our interviews, go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Lofton Courtyard at ESPNSuperstation.com.
And I'm going to get the chiseled assassin to do a Doug. We'll see you 23 hours from now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.